You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
The following program was recorded at an earlier date.
When you pray, I will listen. If you look for me with all your heart, you will find me. When you pray, I will listen.
Good morning. We want to welcome you today to God's Got It. We're so glad that you're joining us. I am Rachel.
And I'm Alexa.
We hope that you will be encouraged today and that you will walk away from this moment and say, wow, God's got it.
That's right. Our hope is that you walk away no matter what season of life you're in with your heart lifted and the knowing that God already has got it.
Good morning. We're so glad you joined us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Right here at WCNO 89.9.
So glad to have you this morning.
And this is God's Got It. And you know, he really does.
He really does.
Yes. We had some really great subjects. And I just wanted to open by saying I didn't have a chance to tell Alexa, but last week, all the way in North Carolina, someone was listening.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that great? And she said it really ministered to her, and she called a friend that needed ministered to. Her husband had passed and was able to minister to her. And isn't that great?
What a blessing.
I mean, think about
goodness
that.
Gracious.
Yes.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
What we want.
Yes.
That's exactly what we want. We want people to be ministered to, to be touched, to feel the love of God. And that is where it's at.
Absolutely.
That is exactly where it's at. And thank the Lord, right?
Absolutely. We want you to be able to know that God's love and his goodness in our lives is not based on circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes being able to listen in on a conversation, a little bit like the ones that we're having, may just give hope and recognition that we're all in a journey.
Yes.
I think our first program was called How to Praise Him in the Hallway.
Yes.
When you are trusting God, and we kind of live in the hallway. So while we're walking through
this
hallway,
wait for that door to open.
Right. We've left the original place and we're just not quite where we're headed yet. God's still good and he's still got it.
Yes, he is. And that is wonderful. So today we wanted to talk about hearing the voice of God.
Man.
That's so big and broad, isn't it?
It's such a big one.
It is a really, really big one. And, you know, we just pray that God would help us to be able to relay what we feel like God's saying to us. And what we know God's saying to us.
That's right.
I mean, the Bible is packed full of so much. And it says somewhere, if there were enough books, it couldn't contain everything.
That Jesus did.
That's Jesus did. And so, wow, right? I mean, that's a little overwhelming to me to think about. And so, hallelujah. So
praise
here we
God.
Are, Thursday.
We
right. Here
well,
we go.
Welcome. And if you're listening, we're going to invite you to email us.
Yes.
We would love to hear from you. If you have things that are questions that you would have us discuss, we would love to know about it.
Yes.
And that's at, we help me.
WCNO at WCNO.com and put on there, attention, God's got it.
Yes.
And we'll get it.
That's right. God already got
no
it.
No pun intended,
we'll
but I guess it was.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'll tell you, I think probably my most favorite scripture is, and I can't really hardly read it ever without crying.
Perfect. That's a good place to start.
It is a good place to start. So bear with me. Forgive me if you hear tears, but that's where it is. I shouldn't say forgive me because it's God, right? So this is about Elijah in 1 Kings 19, and I think we kind of read this some time ago, but it truly is. And when we think of God, we think about all of these things. I'm just going to read it. So verse 11, and this is God's revelation to Elijah. He said to Elijah, now Elijah had been running from Jezebel, right?
Good idea.
He was like, oh, nonetheless, good thing to run from Jezebel. That's good. Jezebel, I'm running from you. Yes, that's a good thing, guys. So anyway, God's revelation to Elijah said, then he said to go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains, broke up the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Can you imagine standing there watching all this? This had to be a little overwhelming. After the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, it was a small, still voice.
Mm.
Wow. Is that powerful?
So powerful.
And that is God.
That's right.
And you know, sometimes if we get all caught up, we can miss that small, still voice that God wants us so much to be in tune to.
That's right.
And I just love that. And so then Elijah heard it. Isn't that great?
It's so great.
And all of the wind, all the fire, the earthquake, and he heard that small, still voice. And what did he do? He covered his face. He stood at the entrance. And then the voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Right? Whoa. Wow.
Why are you running? Yeah.
So we say to ourselves, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing in this circumstance? God's still there.
That's right.
And God still has it. That's the title of our program.
Mm-hmm.
And God genuinely, genuinely does have every situation, every circumstance. But today, listening to that small, still voice, as we go through our day and go through trials and frustrations. And I our special needs son, I didn't like the blood test results I just got. And you know what? It kind of just knocked me off my feet this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Why? Why am I going to let that determine my day? When we have given him to God and dedicated him to the Lord on both of our sons.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever situation that you're going through and whatever God's taking you through, you got to really listen and be in tune. So we're going to try to figure out how to do that today.
Amen. It's good.
A little better.
Yes.
Right?
And maybe you're out there and you're not sure you've ever heard his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's okay. Because sometimes we can hear people say things like, "Oh, God told me," or "I picture, you know, God showed me." Mm-hmm. And all those things can be really intimidating if you have, mm-hmm. if you're not sure you've heard his voice.
Yes.
But the good news is if you're walking with Jesus today, that there was no way for you to come into relationship with him mm-hmm. unless you heard him.
Exactly.
So that's good news.
That's a good point.
So that means that's good news. That means yes. you're already hearing.
Right.
So maybe it's just practicing knowing your shepherd's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you know, and we'll get into some word here.
Yes.
But for, you know, my children are much younger than me, right? In Jesus, right?
They've,
yes. They're just beginning their walk they with are. The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the place that we start with children is we teach them about the word.
Yes.
Why do we do that? Because ultimately, we're not just trying to raise a bunch mm-hmm. of people with a bunch of knowledge. Yeah. We're introducing them to the master of mm-hmm. the universe.
Yes.
And that's the foundation of knowing what his voice sounds like.
Yes.
It's cracking open our Bible and going, "I have to know you. Mm-hmm. I have to know you." And even in after years of being saved, right? We're all in this journey of hearing him, right? Mm-hmm. It's still the place that we talked about this last week a little bit. It's still the place when things are hard that I come back to find my ground floor mm-hmm. and to be able to take a deep breath. Because, you know, sometimes life is a big earthquake or a rushing
exactly.
wind, or it feels like we're in a fire.
Yes.
And we just yes. want to hear his voice. And for me, that stabilizing place can often be the word of God mm-hmm. because I don't have to wonder if it's him.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And never have to wonder if he's speaking his word.
Well, I think a lot of people think they have to hear this, "Hey, it's God here." You know?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, right. I didn't even practice that. But, you know, a lot of people think,
well.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry.
But, you know, sometimes God may speak like that to you, to like jar you.
Sure.
But sometimes it is that small, still voice.
You're
and
right.
you can kind of like it goes past you like a little.
That's right.
You know, and you might miss it. But I think as we read the word, as we sit at his feet and say, "Okay, Lord, I need something like right now."
Mm-hmm.
Let's not wait till we need something right now.
That's right.
If we absorb the word and we read and we study to show ourselves approved, it says unto God.
Mm.
And so Psalm 32:8 came to mind for
good.
Me. that my sheep hear my voice.
It's good.
And I know them and they follow me. So we're his sheep. And if we're tuned in, and it may never, ever be a huge audible thing. And then sometimes maybe it will be. I mean, we don't know. God speaks to each person individually differently than, you know, Alexa may say, oh, wow, I get it. Okay. You know, so maybe God was a little more forceful. Mm-hmm. And then somebody be there like, well, I didn't hear anything. Well, God's not going to speak to you the same way.
That's right.
But he will speak.
That's right.
If we tune our ears to hear him.
There's a scripture in Philippians 4:7. It says, and the peace of God, mm-hmm. which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And it's just the reason we have that peace, the ability to have peace that passes understanding, is because we're his. Mm-hmm. And that's a place where we want to live from. And I think it's the ground floor of hearing God's voice.
Yes.
Is recognizing what his presence, and you can do that through reading the word, and how this brings wisdom that also brings peace. Not because the things you have to look at are, there's usually three voices floating around in our head. It's the enemy.
Yes.
Lies.
Always.
Lies. And you can recognize those because they're contrary to the word of God. Mm-hmm. And they may make you feel afraid or confused or disqualified. Mm-hmm. But God will never make you feel those ways.
No.
So those thoughts that speak down to you or right. accuse you, because he's also the accuser of the brethren. So if you feel accused or disqualified, that's probably not the Lord.
Yeah.
Even in God's conviction, it's a come up here. It's never, I can't believe you. It's a mm-hmm. come up here with me.
Right. Right.
And so it's different. So the enemy does that. Our voice just is kind of logical and kind of like it's based on our experiences of life. But then there's this voice. There's these mm-hmm. thoughts. Because that's what they kind of sound like, at least in my head. These thoughts that just bring peace that is different. Mm-hmm. And they're not thoughts that are necessarily based on my own experiences. It's just a clear, clean piece of wisdom.
Yes.
And that's often the voice of God. And I think the only way to practice is giving him room.
Yes.
So it might sound silly, but God, shall I have this cookie today or no? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then check how you feel after you eat the cookie. If he's, right. if you think he says yes and you eat the cookie and you have peace, ooh, that was pretty great. Mm-hmm. But if you think he said no and you ate it anyways, mm-hmm. and then you feel a little funky in your heart,
yeah,
you're practicing, yeah. endeavoring yeah. to hear his voice.
That's yes, and mm-hmm. it's a step.
Yes, it's just a step.
It's a step-by-step moment. And I believe as more that we absorb the word and we dwell on the word, it's easy, and I know all of us have very busy lives. Mm-hmm. Unless you're retired and you're just like, woohoo, I can do what I want. That's an awesome place to be, right?
That's true, but I've heard people say stuff like, how did I ever have time to work?
When did I have time to work when I retired, right? Yeah. Yes, you might have those honeydew jobs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God is right there with us. And I believe as we practice makes perfect, you know. We used to learn to play the piano. Well, I had to practice. I didn't like to practice, but the practice paid off.
That's right. It's good.
And so it's like practicing. And maybe you'll like, well, I don't play the piano. Well, that's okay. You don't have to play the piano. But get along with God and make a time. If it's 5 minutes at a time and you say, well, I have all these little children. And that's a gift from God mm-hmm. that you have all these little children. But God wants to hear from you on a personal level.
Right.
Even if you wait till they're in the bed and they're all resting and you just sit down and say, God, here I am. You know, thank you for helping me through this day. And God will minister to you. And maybe it won't be loud and audible, but God will minister to you through the word. And just open, find your favorite scripture. Mm-hmm. If you have that's to read good. It every day, that's
right.
good.
That's good.
And if that's the only thing you get read that day with all your little ones, then praise God.
Praise God, he did it.
You took time. And that's what God wants to hear from us. You know, it says, well, God already knows. Yes, he does. But he wants you to spend quality time with him so you can practice. Mm-hmm. Because practice makes perfect, right?
Right.
And that way you can hear from the Lord.
Right. I think of Paul, I don't know where it is. I could look it up, but where he says, oh, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. So even a guy that was out ministering all over, he said, oh, that I might know you.
Mm. Yes.
And the power of your resurrection. He just wanted to know him. It's incredible. And that, I was just looking at that and how the love of God, his love for us, is what draws us into relationship with him. But just like my husband, I could say that I love him, but if I never made time for him,
right,
would we have a good relationship? We couldn't.
No.
I have to make time for him. I have to make him priority in my life if I want a relationship that lasts. Happy anniversary tomorrow, Joe.
Oh, tomorrow. Yes. How many?
16 years. Mm-hmm. We haven't quite caught you yet.
No. Well, you got a little ways to go.
That's good.
In October, 48.
Oh, praise God.
I mean, two more years, it's going to be 50.
Oh, my goodness.
And we celebrated my mom and dad's 50th, and I thought, oh, my goodness, that's a long time, right? So here I am 2 years away from it almost. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33:3 is a great scripture. Let's see. I think I need to turn the page here. I didn't get quite
Isaiah,
to it.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation.
Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, Joel. No. You know. Oh, and he says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Praise God.
Praise God.
Call to me. And you know, he promises when we call on him, he's faithful. He's there. He's listening.
So good.
And we need to listen.
That's right.
We need to listen to what he has to say.
So good.
Amen.
I was looking in John 10 reiterates what you said about him being our shepherd and about hearing his voice. It says, John 10, 3 through 10 says, to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. Mm. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Mm-hmm. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger.
That is good.
They know the voice of the Father and will not hear.
Get caught up in things that you shouldn't be getting caught up in, right?
Right. That's not his voice. Don't.
That's good. That is great. Praise God.
And if you're wondering, because I know there's a lot of thoughts out there, if you're wondering if you're allowed to hear his voice, this is pretty darn clear to the answer of who's allowed. Well, his sheep.
Yes.
Well, how do you become a sheep of his pasture?
Yeah.
Well, that's really simple. You just recognize who he is and let him be the savior of your life.
Yes.
And that qualifies you to hear his voice.
Invite him to come in and
cleanse you, wash you.
Everything.
It's that moment of salvation. Yes. You're qualified.
Amen.
Right? It's not because of perfection or a position in a church. It's just an immediate opportunity to have interaction with him. That's why he died.
That's why he died.
Yes. And rose again so that we can have that access.
To have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's so good.
So in a few minutes here, we're going to take a break, a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to say again, thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
Yes. And praying today that God will touch you. So as we take a break, I'd like to say, you know, if anyone's interested in sponsoring, that would be a great thing. You can call the radio station, WCNO, and the phone number is 772-221-1100, and talk to the manager, who is Jonathan McLean. And I think most of you know now who he is. If not, you say, well, I never have heard of WCNO. Maybe this is your first time.
Welcome.
So we thank God that you're here. Amen. And so it's a great opportunity to sow good seeds. And then we can put a little clip in there and saying about your business and that you're sponsoring and who you're sponsoring. And that would be a great way to help out the radio station. Amen.
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 So that's a good thing. We're going to go to some promos, I believe. Are we?
Woohoo. I will listen if you look for me with all your heart. You will find me.
know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Praise God. Welcome back.
Well, yes, here we are. Thank you, Lord.
It is good news. We are qualified to hear the voice of God.
Yes, woo! Hearing the voice of God.
So good.
It's such a broad thing. So, yeah, that we're learning too. Everybody's learning together, right? A couple times I would, like I was saying, it's like that small, still voice, and you can almost miss it. And you're doing something, and then you, like, hear something. Did it ever happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And either you can go, oh, okay, or you can go, oh, wait, that could be God, you know?
Good.
And I think that's a thing, and it kind of brings us to Samuel in the Bible.
Okay.
Samuel was just a young child, and his mother promised God. She wanted a child so bad.
That's right.
Of course, the priest thought she was drunk, right? But, of course, she was not drunk. She was in such distress. And she had been mocked so much by her husband's other wife. So that's probably why we don't have but one husband, and a husband has one wife.
If you're listening here, Audrey,
can
I'm
you imagine you. Living with that? I mean, let's just think about that for a minute.
No.
But no.
I'd rather not.
Come on. You'd rather not think about that, right? So, so she promised God, Hannah did, if you give me a child, I will give him back to you. Well, literally, she took Samuel and gave him to Eli at the temple.
That's right.
And every year she came and brought him new outfits, and she sewed for him, I'm sure, and she did, you know, to see how he was. And so, I don't know. I think about a child, and I think about just giving your child, you know, we give our children to God. But we're not taking them and dropping them off at the temple.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. But that's what she had promised God. She said, you know, here he is. And so she takes him. And so he ministered to the Lord before Eli in chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. And there was no widespread revelation. So it came to pass at the time when Eli was lying down in his place and his eyes had become to grow dim that he couldn't really see very well, before the lamp of the Lord went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was. And while Samuel was laying down, the Lord called him. Well, he said, here I am. And he runs in to Eli. And Eli, he goes, here I am. He goes, you called me. Can you just see this little child doing this, right? And he said, I didn't call you. Lie down. Go lay down. You know, go back and lay down. So he did. Then the Lord called again, and he said, Samuel. Well, I don't know if God's voice sounded like Eli to him.
That's a good thought.
That's a good thought. I thought about that. I was wondering, well, how did that voice sound? Anyway, so he got up again. Here I am, for you called me. He said, I didn't call you, my son. He goes, go lay down. So Samuel, he still, you know, he didn't know the voice of the Lord, it says in verse 7, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. So here God is doing something extraordinary in speaking to Samuel. So then he called him the third time. He arose. He went to Eli. He said, here I am, for you did call me. Now he's like, okay, you are calling me. And then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling to Samuel. So he says, go lay down. And it shall be, if he calls you, that just say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears.
Good.
Is that good?
Good. Mm-hmm.
So Samuel went and he lay down in his place. And then the Lord came and he stood and he called out again, as he had already done. Samuel, Samuel, he said, speak, for your servant hears. So that's a little child. Of course, God had great plans for Samuel. I mean, look at all the things that he did. He anointed Saul. He just, I mean, we could go on and on and
sure,
on forever
absolutely.
On this. But it's, we're talking about tuning our ear to hear God. And little children.
Oh, absolutely.
They can hear the voice of God also.
Absolutely.
All they have to do is just be tuned in to what God is saying. And that's what Eli said. Oh, okay. I mean, the third time.
He realized what was
happening. He realized what was happening. And there's little Samuel. He said, just say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And then, of course, it's a really good story about, you know, if you have time, sit down and read in 1 Samuel 3 and just say, Lord, I want you to speak to me too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from you.
And I think it's a good, it's a beautiful picture because it releases condemnation if you're not sure what you're hearing.
Yes.
Yet. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're like, mm-hmm. okay, is that you, Lord? And I always ask personally when I feel that, or when I believe I've heard from the Lord about something that I've been asking.
Yes.
Especially when I've been asking. I ask quietly and in my closet, Lord. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by closet, I mean just mean when no
just
one else is
God.
Around, just
yes.
me and Jesus, mm-hmm. me and the Lord. I ask, God, will you confirm this? Mm-hmm. Will you bring some, you know, whether it be a word of encouragement through somebody else or, you know, whatever it is, will you confirm that I'm hearing you? And you know what? He's so faithful to
yes.
confirm his word.
Yes.
Especially if we allow, just allow, make room, make mm-hmm. space.
Mm-hmm.
I help with the horses. One of the things that we do, we call it stable breathing. It's just something super simple. But we teach people to, and it has nothing to do with the horse. It just happens to be the touch point, mm-hmm. you know, because it helps you be present. We help people to match their breathing to the horse. And then we tell them, okay, so now the first thing that comes to your mind that is peaceful and loving, I want to wait until you hear something peaceful and loving, and then let me know what it is, mm-hmm. if you would be willing. And what we're doing is we're just showing people how simple it is to hear God.
Yeah.
It's when you just lay down your own thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you take some deep breaths, and you get present. He is just, he's not waiting far away from you. He's just ready
he's
on the
here.
Spot to minister to you, to mm-hmm. to talk to you. And his voice is always
yes.
loving and uplifting, even mm-hmm. in his correction. It just never leaves you feeling like a dog.
Right, right.
Just it hasn't mm-hmm. in my life, in even mm-hmm. in the worst places,
yeah.
and the worst decisions I've made, he didn't do that.
No.
In James 3:17, it talks about the word of God and his wisdom. It's 3:17. Let's see. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, mm. then peaceable, then gentle, then willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits,
mm.
without partiality and without hypocrisy. We just got a good little guideline of what he will and won't say. Does it feel pure? Is it pure?
Mm-hmm.
Is it peaceable? Mm-hmm. Those are the fruits of what his wisdom will bring in our lives. And I think
and
it's a journey.
Shows us mercy. I like that.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you a little story. Okay. So my son, he's 20 now, but he was probably 17 and we homeschooled. Mm-hmm. He was going through kind of a lonely season of life. Maybe he was 16. He was trying to go to, he was going to a youth group. For like a year. Mm-hmm. And finally he was starting to not really love going because he felt his words were like he was alone in a crowded room just the whole time. And he was getting tired of feeling that way. And he had attempted to volunteer and it just wasn't working out. So it just wasn't the right fit. So that night he asked if he could stay home. And I said, well, of course, honey, you can stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat on the couch and we were just talking about hearing the voice of God. And though he had been raised in our home and we had talked about hearing his voice, Aiden didn't know for sure he could. Mm-hmm. And so I just, one of the things that I like to do sometimes, especially during worship, whether I'm in a group or by myself, is I like to physically close my eyes and imagine where Jesus is standing in the room. Like he promises where two or three are gathered, he's in the middle. Yes. What is he doing in this room if he's in here? And so I told Aiden that. And Aiden has a great imagination. So I said, well, let's do that right now. He was always concerned about using his imagination because he didn't want to make something up that wasn't the Lord. Mm. And so we're sitting, this story always makes me cry. We're sitting on the couch. He was sitting like kitty corner on a love seat and I was sitting on the couch. And I said, well, let's just do it right now. Let's just close our eyes and ask Jesus where he is in this room and what he's doing. And I saw him stand behind, I pictured him standing behind Aiden with his hand on his shoulder. And so then we waited a second and I said, okay, Aiden, where did you picture him? And Aiden said, I pictured him standing behind me with his hand on my shoulder. And I said, okay, what would he want to tell you? And he just loved on him. I love you. Mm-hmm. And that's how simple he is. It's just making room for him to be real in our lives. Mm-hmm. And confirm himself, because that's what he does.
And he's just present.
He's just present.
He's there.
He's just right with us.
Right. So, and he's waiting.
He's waiting. That's right.
Someone said, you know, he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself. He's waiting to hear from us. He already sees our day. He already knows. He just wants to hear from us. And I think as we practice hearing from him.
Yes.
And that's what it is. It's that going back and practicing and tuning our ear. Because if you play an instrument that's out of tune, that's not good. And I think a lot of times if we think that God's in a box, he's not. You know, you can't say, okay, here, this is my little box right here, and this is where I want you to be. Because God's present everywhere. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need a little box to stand in or be in or sit in or but he can come and sit beside you like he was right behind Aiden. And Aiden felt his presence. And that is such a beautiful thing. And especially in those moments when you feel like, okay, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Why don't I hear? Am I not really truly listening? Or am I so busy that I can't sit down for a moment and say, okay, God, I really want to hear. I really want to listen. Like I said, if it's only 5 minutes,
right.
I believe God will show up. I really, really do. I believe it with all my heart. God will show up. If we say, God, I truly, truly need something from you today, even if he speaks through his word, or he might speak through someone else.
That's right.
But that's not always the way God will work.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
He may not speak through anybody else.
That's right. Right. I actually have
sometimes that's not always good.
I was just going to say, I have my own stories with prophecy and those sorts of things, personal prophecy concerned. So, but what I've seen is, if I give something to God, if somebody says something and comes along my path and says, the Lord said, I always just go,
okay.
And then if it is God, I'll remember it 20 years later when I need it, if it was him. I don't have to make much of it if it doesn't align. If it wasn't God, then I just let it go.
Right.
But if it was, he's so good at helping bring back to our remembrance
those things that you need to
that remember. We need at the moment we need them.
Yes.
That's just how
and
he
that's
is.
A good thing too, is to, you know, just because somebody says, oh, thus saith the Lord, you know, you have to see, is that a confirmation of where I'm at and what God's talking and walking me through? Or do I need to say, okay, thank you very much. I know people that, well, I was prophesied over and we worked so hard at trying to get that to come to pass.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, don't ever do that.
Amen.
You have to be in tune with what God wants, and he's going to be talking to you direct. And if you're married, to your husband. Or spouse.
That's right.
Or your wife, or, you know, God's going to be there.
That's right.
God's going to be there, and we have to tune ourselves in to listening, to have that perfect instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've ever heard a violin play out of tune, oh, that can send you right up the wall. Or a guitar, yes, or a piano's out of tune or something. But God wants us to tune our ears to hear.
That's right. And I think that's the thing that we were talking about before, is we can do that by knowing his word. That's how we can tune, yes, our ears.
Yes.
Because he won't tell us something contrary to himself. He even, right, says that a house divided amongst itself will not stand. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to play both sides of something. Mm-hmm. And if God's told you to do something that you feel like conviction in line, you know, in line with maybe how you're living. And like, for example, God's never going to tell me, well, I'm married now, but when I was single, God would never have told me that I would marry somebody else's husband. Mm-hmm. Right? He's, mm-hmm, never going to tell me that's your husband.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that,
yes,
belongs to somebody, right, else. He just, that's, wouldn't ever,
else,
tell me,
yes,
that. That's somebody,
exactly,
else's. I know that because it would be,
it's
contrary to the word. Right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that's where we have to use the word to rightly divide the soul, mm-hmm, what our minds want, and what our spirit is saying.
Yes.
And there's two different things.
There's,
but that's good news, because we have the word to divide it.
Yes. Amen.
Right. So if sometimes I think we can feel stuck with hearing God's voice, mm-hmm, because we haven't yet done what it is he's asked us to do or not, mm-hmm, to do.
Mm-hmm. Obedience.
Obedience. There can be places where we get stuck because we're trying to ignore something. Mm-hmm. We're trying to, mm-hmm, stuff away a disobedient place of our heart,
yes,
and just power on. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going.
I'm just going to keep
out. Yeah, right? It's all going to be fine. Well, yes, you know what's good is God's good enough to, yes, he's going to keep working in your life,
yes,
until you're free. That is good news.
And he'll keep bringing you back.
Yes, he'll bring you back, but the difference is the wreckage may look different.
Yes.
Right?
True.
The natural consequences to, mm-hmm, sin is death. Our spirit, we were just talking to Joe, our spirits are brand new.
Yes.
And there, thank God, we have lost the consequences of sin in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But our bodies, I have a son because, you know, before I was married, I did what I, you know, he's amazing. And he's the promise,
yes,
of God. You know, God's been so faithful to me there. But the consequence was, which I didn't understand when I was younger, was I had to raise a son who had to navigate a broken family.
Mm-hmm.
That's not God's best plan. And
no,
he had to navigate that.
But God was with you.
He was with me.
He was with you.
So it's not a,
yes,
condemnation, but it was,
no,
a natural consequence to a natural decision, you know, like
that
a sin
made.
That,
yes,
I made.
Yes.
But God, the good news is God floods those places when we let him. But I just mean, if there's a place like that, that we're just trying to pretend isn't there,
right,
God's gracious enough to keep,
yes,
bringing that thing up until that thing is no longer in our life.
Amen.
So that we can move on. And that is, amen, his mercy, not his judgment.
His mercies are new every morning.
Thank God. Anyways.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen for that.
So good.
So we're talking about being still and listening. So Psalm 46:10 says to be still and know, mm-hmm, that I am God. Did,
yeah,
I already read that one?
No.
It says, I will be exalted among the nations. And he's going to be exalted in all the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So getting caught up in all the stuff that's going on, and, you know, that's when we have to steel ourselves.
That's right.
Because God's right there.
And what is your way? What is your natural way? If you feel like you get a bad result for something that you don't want and you have to find stillness, what do you do?
Well, God starts reminding me of things.
Because
when you get that, you're like, oh! What in the world's going on? Why is this happening? You know, and you just start thinking and your thoughts kind of go crazy.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I said, Lord, no. Look what you've already done. You've brought us 31 years through this storm. And there's going to be ups and downs in life. And we're not exempt just,
right,
because we're Christians. And I say, Lord, we gave our children to you. This child is yours. I gave him to you. And I know I don't understand this, but I know you got it.
Amen.
And that's what God has to bring me back to. And then I have to remind myself, Rachel, don't go there.
That's right.
Don't go there. That's why because it's easy for me to go, okay, now I got to fix this now. So now what am I going to do? That's that control thing we talked about. And the,
yes,
who's in control? Mm-hmm. God's in control. Well, when things are out of your hands and you can't control them, then you give it to God. Does that mean that I'm not concerned? No, I'm concerned. It's not the end of the world, because God is going to watch over this child that he has entrusted to us, just like with you and Aiden, mm-hmm. and all the things that you were going through because of decisions that were made, mm-hmm. right? And so when things like this happen, and we adopted someone else's children, and it doesn't matter. We love our children mm-hmm. as if we birthed them ourselves. So, of course, we're going to be concerned. Of course, you know, it's our child. We're going to be walking through what God's trying to do in us.
Amen.
Because let me tell you, when you take care of any children or special needs child, sometimes you're just trudging through the mud. You're just trudging. And, you know, and you're almost losing your boots. Because you feel like you're sinking some days.
Yes, it's not funny. I know you're right.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. no, yeah, mm-hmm. you understand. I mean, I can just get a picture of somebody trudging through mud. And, you know, I just want to pray right now.
Yes.
Father God, there's somebody out there. They just feel like they're trudging through mud and they're about to lose their boots, Lord. Mm. Father, we pray right now, Father God, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would speak to them, Father. May they hear your small, still voice in every situation that they're facing today, for you love them, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You care about everything that we care about, and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, help us to rise above through praise and psalms and singing and shouting praises to you, Father. Lord God, right now, we pray, Lord, that someone would be encouraged, that they would sense and feel your presence surrounding them so strong, Father, and we give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you pray, I will listen. If you look for me,
not to worry about everyday life. I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Can all your worries at a single moment to your life. Look at the birds. Look at the birds. Look at the birds. For wildflowers, he will certainly care for you. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers, he will certainly care for you. Can all your worries at a single moment to your life. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Yeah, look at the birds.
Welcome to, back yes, to WCNO 89.9.
Yes. God's got it. He really, truly does.
He really
Look
does.
At the birds. They're not toiling, and they're just flying around, and God's taking care of them.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
So good. Looks like we're open to similar scriptures. What you got over there?
I've got John 14.
Okay,
you
good.
Have John 14?
Yes, I have it pegged here, yes.
Oh, do you? Okay.
You go.
You want to read it?
No.
Okay.
I think you're the
I'll
one.
Read it. John 14:26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring your to your remembrance all things that I said to you."
Praise God. That's good news.
And it's talking about God's peace, mm-hmm. right? Because the next verse says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good news?
Yes, that is great news.
I love it. And then earlier it says in 14:17, it's the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you. And he's talking to the disciples before he died and rose again.
Right.
And then it says, and will be in you.
Hallelujah.
So you know him. He's not only with you, but he's in you.
He's in you.
Isn't that good news?
Yes. You've accepted him.
Thank you. He is in you. That's right. And if you haven't, we would hope that you can contact us, call in, and we would love to help you in any way we can, in your beginning journey here with Jesus.
And you can accept the Lord right this minute.
Right, that's right.
All you got to do is say, "Father, I accept your son, Jesus. He died on the cross for my sins. And may I have resurrection life that you have given to us all.
Amen.
Forgive me, cleanse me, set me free."
Amen, amen.
And God hears you. God
amen.
Hears
yes,
a repentant
he
heart. And he is there for you. Amen?
Amen. I like this scripture in 2 Corinthians 2:9. Mm-hmm. It's a scripture that's often quoted when we don't know what's coming in our future, when we're unsure of the future. You've probably heard it. It says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Mm. But that is a quote from the Old Testament. And the next verse says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Holy Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, and yes, the deep things of God."
Praise God.
So though our natural eyes may have not seen, the Spirit place, he says, we get to know, just like you said, he's going to reveal all things to us.
All things.
So we have this connection with a heavenly perspective that's not like what people walk around on the earth with, without him. We have this connection with the one who created us, who knows what happens, how it all plays out. And he knows that just like Jeremiah 29:11 says, that he has an abundant life for us.
Yes.
It's going to be good news. We don't have to be afraid of what God will talk to us about.
And his plans are so great.
They're so great.
He knew about us before.
Amen.
The worlds were made.
That's right.
We were in his plan.
That's right.
He knew that we would be sitting here today talking on the radio, telling you that God's got it. Way back when, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not
so
the
good.
Most awe?
It's incredible.
Awe-striking thing or whatever you want to
so
call it.
So incredible.
I mean, it is, isn't it? It's it's like, wow. I mean, that's all I can just think of.
Yeah,
it's
you're
just
right.
Wow. That God's plans are so perfect for us. And of course, like you're saying, you got to obey his will. You've got to do what God's calling you to do. You got to walk in his paths. And wow, look at the benefits.
Oh, so good. I love Pastor Jonathan said, he said, and all the people that he had ever helped ushered into glory, he said, not one of them regretted having a walk with Jesus.
Right.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
There's probably been a lot of people with all kinds of regrets, but never that one.
Right.
Never
Isn't
again.
That great?
Never living a life for him.
Never,
I thought that was so good.
No regrets there.
That was so good. There's another one here I'm going to turn to, but it's in 1 John. It's just really good news. This stuff is just such good news. 1 John 2:20, it says, "But you have unction or anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things."
Yes.
Ooh. Man, sometimes I don't feel like I know all things,
I
but
know.
I'm glad it's not based on my feelings
or my head knowledge.
That's true, folks. We can't go by our feelings.
We are, though, connected to the God. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of us.
Thank you, Lord.
And there's no, I was talking to a friend, and she was watching my son's graduation. She goes, so anybody can go? My son thought that was a little funny. She's like, I thought there were certain qualifications to go to Bible college. Anybody can go? And I was like, my son great. Goes, well, thanks a lot. I guess I'm just going to. But I said, that's not what she meant. She just realized that she could qualify for that,
she
too.
She could qualify for that, yes.
And that's how this works. This stuff that's in this Bible, you're qualified for
because
of whose you are. It's not for somebody else to know him and tell you what it says. It's not for somebody else to read the scriptures and tell you what they mean. Mm-hmm. You get to know him.
Yes.
And it says the Holy Spirit is the teacher.
And what a change.
What a change.
What a change. What an enlightenment. I mean, God will come in and things will open up that you never even.
That's exactly right.
You can be reading along. And if you do the daily through the Bible readings, I mean, some of it you just got to trudge through, you know. And you're like, oh, my goodness, and all the stuff. But, you know, then all of a sudden, boom, a verse will just like pop right up out of the thing and go. And you're like,
never saw that.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You know, and
know,
that's God speaking to
you,
too.
Yes, absolutely it is.
His word. And
a word that becomes mine. My mom calls it, you know, it's an aha moment when you're reading along and all of a sudden maybe you've read that scripture
before,
a bunch of times, but all of a sudden you go, oh, I haven't seen that. That's because it's alive, right? It says it's alive.
And it's coming alive.
So good.
And two, you got to think of as you're walking with the Lord, you're in a different place. Maybe you have read it 100 times. Who knows how many times you've read through the Bible.
Right.
Some people said, I've done it so many times. Oh, I don't really keep count, but I know.
Good job.
We're just reading, you know. We're reading because God says to read his word and to absorb his word. And he brings us to those places and those moments, which are awesome. A scripture that came to me as I was thinking about all this today is that God is the same. The scripture that says he is the same.
Amen.
Yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And that's in Hebrews 13, verse 8. And you think about that. It's the same God that Moses worshiped and listened to and was led by. It's the same God that spoke to Samuel.
Amen.
It's the same God that brought Joseph out of the pit and put him in charge, second in command.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's that same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can trust in him, and we know what he has is going to be good for us.
Amen. And this scripture that says, I shall pour out, this is talking in Acts 2:17-18. It says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my maidservants and on my manservants and maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And it keeps on going. It talks about what he's going to do. And I just want to, today, if you've wondered what it is to hear God's voice, I want to tell you that it's not just, although I'm so thankful it is, it's not just for my everyday life to answer, you know, do I have a cup of coffee today or not, which I'm so thankful he cares about all the little things, but it's also to take you on an adventure of a lifetime.
Yes. Amen.
It's what you're created for. You're not created in this world to just go bopping around.
Right.
It's an adventure that you get to go
adventure.
On. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a great adventure.
Practice. Yes.
Practice makes perfect.
Amen.
So practice. And just thank you for listening today.
Amen. Thank you so much for being here.
This has been so great. And I believe that maybe we have covered a small portion. I mean, there's so much more to talk about, about listening to God and hearing God and listen for that small, still voice. And, you know, practice it this week, this next week. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Yes. And tell us about your testimony.
11 o'clock.
At
WCNO, right?
That's the one.
And write to us. We'd love to hear from you. WCNO at WCNO.com. Attention, God's got it.
See you next week.
Blessings to everyone. And may you feel God's presence surrounding you, keeping you.
because God is so, so good. Isn't
he? So good.
He is so good to us. Thank you, Father.
Lord. Maybe we'll just pray. Father, yes, I ask you to become so real to all those who are listening.
Yes.
And I speak peace to the minds that are racing, Father, where the enemy has been allowed to poke lies and try to establish his kingdom inside their minds. And I just command those things to be broken down, and that the presence of God, the truth of his word, come and take residence in their minds and in their hearts.
Thank you.
And I pray that the places that have been dry, maybe people used to hear his voice and they just feel like, why don't I anymore? Mm-hmm. I speak life and the rivers of living water to flood out of their spirit.
Thank you.
And that they have supernatural revelation from you over this next week. Mm-hmm. And that the questions, maybe big questions that they're seeking, I pray that those become so amazingly clear.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God is so good.
He's
Amen.
So good. You got a scripture? You got any more? Let's see.
I don't know that I had any more.
All right. I have one. We got Romans. One more. Romans 8.
Okay.
Acts Romans. There it is. By the time I get there.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
8:14, it says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
It's amazing. It's like one week introduction with Jesus, then we're led by his Spirit. We're just his.
We're his.
And that is good news. There's
so
nothing
good
that
us.
He won't blood and take care of in Jesus' mighty name.
And remember, he's the same God.
Mm-hmm.
The same God who did all these wonderful things down through the years.
And he did it for them.
He'll do it for you.
Amen. Amen.
Remember, God's got it.
God's got it. Next week, 11 o'clock, 89.9.
Yes.
FM.
Woohoo. WCNO.
Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to contact us, please send us an email at wcno@wcno.com. Attention, God's got it. We would love to hear from you.
We pray that you're encouraged and inspired. And no matter what you're facing, remember that God's got it.
Woo!
Join us next Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Got it.
Yeah, we hope to see you there.
They got it.
I will be found by you. I will be found.